Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. Spring into action and get your new Hyundai now. Why wait? Contact your Hyundai dealer today.
Good afternoon, everyone, after a great weekend. And what a cracking weekend where Brian and I probably had too much fun on the weekend. So we need you listeners over the next 3 hours. Drive with Joel and Fletch with thanks to Hyundai. Spring into action and get your new Hyundai now. Why wait? Contract your Hyundai dealer today. That is the way to do that. Welcome our listeners, 1170 SEN in the Harbour City, 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast, listening live on the SEN app, or you can download the SEN app from the App Store and the Google Play Store. Our podcast listeners on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Who's everyone going for next week on Sunday night, the grand final, the Panthers take on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. You can have your say, 1300 01 1170. You can text 0457 736 736 in the tweet or the Twitter at Joel Fletch SEN. Coming up on the show, it is a bumper loaded show. Weekend footy chat with Brett Finch. The Doina decisions. Luke Patton, a premiership winner, of course, will join us. Rabbitohs fan and former Test cricketer Mike Whitney to talk about his bunnies, and we'll catch up with what he's up to at the moment. Wit, our electrical moments from the weekend of sports. Sports days, Gary Belcher and Scotty Sattler. This could be the Sattler Cup, couldn't it? Wouldn't it be great to see Scott Sattler and John Sattler take the trophy out? Could that possibly happen? Make it happen, NRL. I think it'd be magnificent to see the Sattler pair take out the trophy for the grand final. Sean Eoram with Sportsbet, a market update, by the way. If you crunch the numbers, according to the betting with Sportsbet, 58% chance the Panthers are to win this premiership, 42% chance for the South Sydney Rabbitohs to get the job done. The IMAR quiz, we have the final on Friday, but you can get involved today in the final hour of today's show. A pair of Blunston boots, $100 voucher for the Royal Albert Hotel, $50 voucher to Chemist Warehouse, a Spinelease pillow. But at the start of the year, there were 240 possible combinations for our grand final. We now have the one. It is the Panthers taking on the Bunnies. Brian.
Sugar. Listeners, Brooksy and Gibbo, what a weekend of footy.
How good was it?
Oh. It was like the Friday night game. I really enjoyed that game. But the Saturday, they were so contrasting games. The Saturday, and we were just speaking off air, it felt like a grand final. It was a 4 o'clock kickoff. It was just, I know that they'll never go back to night grand finals, but geez, it was good.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I thoroughly enjoyed it. That I said too much because then we both got on the Christian Petrarca train.
Oh, we did. off the back of Rob.
And Shawnee.
Yeah.
Shawnee Omrod and Rob both tipped him. And I wasn't really paying that much attention to it, but you said he's home.
Oh, I was only jaying up.
Oh, yeah.
The disposals, they were talking ad nauseum about disposals.
Yes.
And he was doing them.
Yeah.
39 of them.
He got 39, but it was a weird game. I wasn't really into it.
He was disposing his little heart out, wasn't he?
He was. He was a full disposal.
Yeah.
And I had it in the background. And when the Bulldogs came back, I went, oh, hey, here we go.
Yeah.
And then the other mob just went, bang, we got our cash. Norm Smith.
How are you, Brooks?
Yeah, I'm good. I love the Saturday, having a bit of league, an epic game,
racing.
And then going into the AFL Grand Final. We were doing crunch time. There was a bit of racing on. It was great.
It was a great Saturday.
The Gibbosaurus Rex, how are you, mate?
Good day, Joel. Good, thanks, mate.
You look fresh.
Oh, you reckon?
Oh, yeah. You're not?
No, yeah. A little bit fresh. It was so good. All the footy on the weekend. You guys didn't mention the Wallabies. That was weird.
Yes, that's right. Hey, mate, Gibbo, little spies are telling me you're in my area, my neck of the woods.
Yeah,
Bondi.
Those spies are very well informed, Fletch.
Right, what were you doing?
Doing some extracurricular stuff.
Oh, okay.
Nothing too stressful, Fletch.
Yeah, right, fair enough.
Boys, it is A-grade Monday. I want to share, this was quite bizarre what happened today, and this is A-grade, right? So.
Are we doing it now?
No, I'm just going to share one of mine, right? So, because it's so bizarre. So anyway, it's a nice sunny day. It was earlier on. There's a park up the road here from the studio. And I got in a little bit early. So I thought, you know what? Nice sunny day. I might just have a little lay in the sun just for 20 minutes. So I set the timer on my phone. I've got the earpieces in, listening to Jimmy Smith, who kicked off at noon. So I'm laying down listening to Jimmy Smith. And you know what it's like in the sun? And
it's beautiful.
I didn't fall asleep, but you fall into that little
trance.
I'm in this trance. Anyway, this bitch comes up to me. Right?
What? Hang on, Joe. This is a family show.
Whoa. Comes up to me, right?
Is this the same lady that you ran into in the National Park?
Mics are on.
No. Comes up to me. Like, so I'm in this sort of half-sleep trance.
and plants one right on me mush.
Oh. What? This is all right?
Yeah, licking my lips. What? Honestly, true story.
All right, gotcha. I know what
this black Labrador. What? mate, I was in this trance, and then this big, giant black Labrador is licking my face off.
Wow.
And the lady yells out, Betty, Betty. And no apology, right? And
well, she can't control the big
Labrador. You know what it is? It's karma.
Yeah.
The dog karma. Remember the last week at the Royal National Park?
That's right.
That's what it is.
Were you in a dog park? Like, where is this park?
No, well, I said, can you put the... She didn't apologise. And she said, did my dog get a bit too...
Randy?
Randy or something like that.
Randy Savage.
I said, well, where's the lead? She goes, you don't need a lead. And I'm sort of going, what?
But hang on, you're a dog person.
No, I'm not.
You've got a dog.
Yes.
I'm
a reluctant dog owner.
You're a dog person.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if you're at a park and you're laying down, it's play on.
Is it?
Big tongue sandwich by a big Labrador.
She had the stick. You know the stick that they throw the ball at?
The chucker.
The chucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he was fine. He was fine. That's for sure last week. 1300 01 1170, Ryko Fielder's call line, is the way to have your say. And he's here, and he saw it very well, the AFL Grand Final.
Roberto, well done, mate.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you? Now, I'll get to my third thing after the first two, okay?
Hang on, Rob. So you've picked the Demons. You've picked Christian Petrarca. What do you have to say to that, Robbie?
Rewind it, Gibbo. Get off, Gibbo. Rob, let's be fair to
anybody. Because you lined our pockets.
You lined our pockets. You predicted the white short fiasco. That came to fruition.
Yes.
You were on fire.
Okay. Are we going to talk AFL? Because it'll be the last time I do it for this season.
Yeah. Now, you've got immunity. But can I just ask, was my man spotted, Sacha Baron Cohen?
Didn't see him at all.
Righto, your mail's better than mine then.
So boys, I did tip you Melbourne. I did tip you Christian Petrarca. I tipped you Bailey Fritz as the first goal scorer. He kicked six goals, but he kicked the second goal ahead of Ben Brown, so it was pretty close there. But what a game. This will be the last time I talk AFL this season.
Decade or season? Decade or season?
Now, I've got two other things to talk about, boys. What do you reckon they are? What sport?
I say Volkanovski, $1.
I'm saying golf and boxing.
Yeah.
Oh, Fletch, you know me too well. Boxing. Anthony Joshua, my God. One of the worst performances of his career against Alexander Usyk. He could not handle the southpaw. His feet, Joshua's feet kept on getting caught with Usyk because he kept on, he's a southpaw, so he leads with his right, where normally you lead with your left, and he kept on moving around, and Joshua was awful. Absolutely one of his worst fights ever. In the golf, the biggest scoreline, I think the Yanks have beaten Europe ever, 19-9 in the Ryder Cup. Unbelievable. And my mail was right again there, boys. They didn't put Chambray and Kepka together as well. So, Steve Stricker, I got on the hotline to him, and, got the mail with that. So,
wow. Well done, Rob.
The season is over of AFL, boys, and I don't know what I'm going to do. You can't cut me off with any other music, any other sports, can you?
Oh, we'll find a way. We have been lit up on the board here. Oscar music, boys. Please play the Oscar music now, please. Keeps coming through.
For one last time.
Yeah, can I just say this, Rob, and I will let you answer this because I want to know the answer to this, but Stu from Cronulla writes, pre-game AFL Grand Final entertainment equals A grade.
Yeah, was it? What did you think, Rob? I thought it was a bit flat.
No, I quite liked it. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I quite liked it. I thought it was okay. Eskimo Joe.
Yeah. You don't disagree with the host.
Oh, yes. Oh. What about the Oscar? Look at the text messages. Oscar music. Oscar, do it.
De La Hoya.
Oh, yes. Good on yous. G'day, boys. Had a great sporting day on Saturday. I backed multiple winners in the Congo. Well, Petey to name a few, but then loaded up Floating Artist into a sneaky Melbourne Cup chance. that had a three-leg multi up on the AFL Grand Final. Thanks to Tommy McDonald for kicking his second, blah, 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 blah. Then I got to the Matty Sears. Stayed up with Brentford side. Okay. Stoutsy from Freshwater's had a big day out. He's one of your mates, isn't he, Gibbo?
Yeah, he's the manager down at the pub, which is going to be opening soon. But I actually want Stoutsy. Mate, there's members' cards you can get for the Harbord Hilton.
Oh, yeah.
I've unable to get one. So, Stoutsy, please, if you're listening to this, I'm going to come down maybe on a Thursday and I'll grab one of those cards.
Why are you unable to get one?
Well, so because they did a relaunch,
right,
the prices went up. But for all the old guys, they were like, oh, here are the membership cards to get 10% off. So beers are still $6.
Right.
Do you see? I think you've gone all Reese Walsh one night down there, I reckon.
Nope.
Speaking about prices going up, Netflix are cheeky buggers.
What?
Now they've got the crowd, they've nearly doubled their prices, haven't they?
Have they?
What did it used to be?
It's like $10 a month.
Yeah, it's 19 maybe. Now. Well, it's going up to 19. So they've got the crowd, they've done well. And then they've gone whack.
Get and are they cutting down users on an account? I heard that.
Oh, as well?
Yeah, you used to be able to get about 6 people on. Now I think it's
gotcha.
On different devices.
Yeah. They've probably scaled that back.
Now, boys, good news. Thanks to Gladys today. Gladys has announced that freedoms for New South Wales residents will be received when the state reaches the 80% double dose vaccine target, Brian.
Sorry, Sugar, before you go any further, if you say roadmap,
yes,
you'll have to cease talking. Because we talked about last week the words that have yep. come across. Mm. Roadmap. Why don't you just say a plan?
Yeah.
Is it the same thing?
Yeah.
But why does she say roadmap? What does he say to roadmap?
We don't need roadmap.
We don't need roadmap.
No.
Just say this is the
What's
plan.
What's the plan of attack?
What is the plan?
This is the plan.
Would you allow her to say
G-dog.
Gregory's?
G-Dog, talk to us, hey?
Gregory's?
You could say Gregory's.
Here's
Gregory Leganis, one of the greats.
Here's some of the bullet points. This is expected to be in about 2 weeks. So we're expecting this to be Monday, the 11th of October, right? So this will happen as soon as the vaccine threshold is reached, which will be the Monday after that threshold. Up to 10 visitors will be allowed in a home, not including children 12 and under. Tick.
Solid.
Tick. Community sport permitted. That's a big tick.
Not netball on a Saturday morning. Every other sport except netball on a Saturday morning at Heffron Park to go ahead.
Yes. Those who are not fully vaccinated may only gather outdoors in groups of 2 people. Good luck policing that. Retail stores can operate at 1 person per 4 square metres. So that's good for those into it. Personal services such as hairdressers, spa.
Boom.
Nail, beauty, waxing, tattoo, massage.
Oh, Jimmy Smith. I could just see him jumping up and down.
Ticked a few boxes.
Yeah. He looks quite oily today. I wonder what he's doing. Yeah.
He's gone early. unrestricted trips between Greater Sydney and regional New South Wales will be permitted. So caravan parks and camping grounds, they can operate, and that'll happen. And then from the 1st of December, well, it's close to open slather. So there you go. So we're getting back to normal, Brian. You know what? I feel like people have almost chucked the towel in anyway. It's busy as at the moment, isn't it?
Did you see North Bondi on Friday night?
They were my A grade this week.
That was a grandstand, a full grandstand.
Yeah.
There was an A grade in a Batman suit. What was he doing? He was on one of those.
Was he the G-banger?
No. He had a Batman suit on and he had like a one of those, like not a hoverboard, but it's like one of those, I don't know, he's an idiot.
We had our first BIP on Sunday. Which was fantastic, Beers in Park, which everyone's doing all the rage.
Or something else.
I reckon we rode the bike down to the park in about 10 minutes, and I reckon it took about 45 to get home. But anyway, so we're down there, and this was great. Out of the blue, this South Sydney jersey comes past. We've gone, righto, boys, crank up the boom or whatever it's called. We started playing Glory Glory, and the bloke sort of just walking along with his wife and the dog, and next thing you know, his ears prick up. And the hand comes out. It's grand final week. How good is it?
He had the I saw that clip. You put it on the our chat.
Yeah.
And he had the Minties jumper.
Yes.
They were the best jumpers.
Yeah. Who do you think of?
Ziggy Niscott.
Ziggy Niscott. Of course you do.
Or Neil Baker.
Yes.
Just toe poking.
Yes. That's exactly who I think of.
Or Bronco
well.
DeJura. Just down to the high ball.
The blonde fullback. 1300 011 70. It is the Workwear Group Trade Hour. King G pushing limits on comfort, technology and design. The grand final set, Panthers take on the Rabbitohs. I tell you what caught my attention. I don't know if it caught yours, Brian, but you're quite the prankster. I didn't know that Kate Beckinsale was. Did you see that clip?
I didn't know who she was.
No, did you see her prank?
No.
Talking about her prank. So what she used to do...
Hang on. You've just gone from grand final day to Kate Beckinsale.
Yes.
She wasn't at Suncorp.
No. I was just thinking about Kate Beckinsale. Anyway, so she would play tricks where, her partner would fall asleep, so she'd draw on his face or all that sort of thing, right? So here she is laying alongside said partner, and this is what she does.
If somebody falls asleep next to me, it's dangerous because I like to glue beards to them or draw tattoos or whatever it is, Pirates of the Caribbean beard, all that. And I'd run out of things like that. And yet I was still after the rush of doing it. So I got into bed and I think I'd got a little, one of those chocolates that you get by the bed.
Oh, yeah, in a hotel.
And I thought, how funny would it be if I just tucked it in between the person's buttocks while they were asleep. and it was really funny.
Isn't that so good?
Ah, she firmed.
She's a cracker.
What a champion.
She, what movie has she been in?
Oh, not sure. We'll find out. We'll have a look in the ad break. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. Plenty to talk about. It is grand final week. Well done to the Melbourne Demons as well. I think they kicked something like, was it 15 of the last 16 goals or something, Fletch?
I have no idea.
I heard Jimmy say it.
I'd have no idea. I was just all on the disposals.
Yeah, anyway, up there, Cazaly. Well done to Melbourne and Fletchy's favourite player, Maxi Gawn.
Weird cat.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that whole, like, now I know because Jimmy the Tech was telling me the premise. He was a bit of a loose unit back in the day.
Bit of a rogue.
Bit of a rogue and got off everything and now won a comp.
He certainly did.
But he's boring as batshit.
This is Drive with Joel and Fletch, all thanks to Hyundai, and we are here for the Workwear Group Tradie Hour. King G pushing limits on comfort, technology and design. Paul Momorowski coming up to you, Panthers fans, so we're going to catch up with Mommers again.
You give it to our man, Olam.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Well, he's got Gagai this week, so looking forward to that.
Rip into his ribs.
1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say on the Ryko Fielders call line.